Amidst the ongoing debate about whether the military is spread too thin to meet commitments around the globe, America's armed forces continue the drive to transform themselves to counter the perceived threats of the future. In a post-9/11 world, it's not just a question of purchasing new high-tech weapons systems. There's also an effort to produce young leaders who can operate in far-flung conflict zones. Malcolm Brown visited the storied U.S. Military Academy at West Point to see how it's adapting.
These cadets, members of the newest class at West Point, are part of the largest intake in the academy in more than a decade. It's a fact which officials here attribute to the publicity surrounding the institution's 2002 bicentennial and a continued patriotic surge inspired by the 9/11 attacks.
I was there for a year prior, and then afterward, I've seen a great increase in motivation and dedication to the Army.
Cadet Sergeant John Hitchings, who's in his third year at West Point, witnessed firsthand the effect of the 2001 terrorist attacks on the sense of purpose at the academy. Since then, the U.S. military has fought wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. The Academy Superintendent, Lieutenant General William Lennox, says the lessons of September 11th and the subsequent conflicts are already reflected in the West Point syllabus.
We now have a counterterrorism center. We've invited in instructors that are knowledgeable in certain areas of the world. I think the whole attitude has changed. The cadets now are very focused. They know that when they come in, just a short time after they graduate, 4 years later, they could be on the ground anywhere in the world.
That knowledge adds an edge to the training which takes place on the Academy's 16,000 acres. Here, first-year cadets watch instructors rappel down a rock face, knowing that these are skills that could one day be tested in somewhere like mountainous Afghanistan. Instructor Lieutenant Ian Grimstead says the prospect makes the training more realistic.
We really feel we need to train now. We would have trained on it anyways, but now it's more purposeful.
Take a deep breath! I'm the command to let it out! Sound off and unleash the beast! Put it out!
Unleash the beast!
You can ask, take a deep breath! Put it out!
Unleash the beast!
Basic training provides 6 weeks of military instruction to newly arrived cadets. And it's not just Americans being put through their paces.
My name is Lee Bu-hyung. I'm from South Korea in Seoul.
Cadet Lee was one of 11 foreigners to join the class that is due to graduate in 2007.
So fun. Yes, so exciting.
The enthusiastic Lee is not the first South Korean to attend West Point, a reflection of his country's long alliance with the US. But there's also evidence of the recent shake-up in international relations. Afghanistan and Pakistan, neither of which have ever produced a West Point graduate, but both of which are now on the front lines of the war on terrorism, were among those given priority in the admissions process for the class of 2007. Despite that, there are no Afghanis or Pakistanis at the academy at the moment. Instead, the latest international intake of nearly a dozen included cadets from countries as far afield as the West African state of Benin and the former Soviet Republic of Kazakhstan in Central Asia. Troy Vaughan, a cadet captain, says that after a period of adjustment, the whole class benefits from the international presence.
The language barrier is a little bit difficult sometimes, but I think it offers a lot to the academy as far as bringing diversity to the personnel, and it allows everyone to mix and to see opposite sides of the world and different mentalities, and it really brings a lot to the individual.
Cadet Sergeant Ryan Schlebeck says he certainly learned from his overseas counterparts.
Talking with them, you know, give us a broader aspect of what their army is like, how it maybe differs from us, and they have a lot of good input that they give to us.
Company!
Platoon!
Attack! Hut!
Company!
Platoon!
Attack!
At West Point, getting used to foreign military cultures and planning for the wars of the future all takes place against the backdrop of 2 centuries of tradition. Dr. Stephen Grove is the Academy's historian.
The heavy hand of tradition is very powerful at the military academy. When the military academy had success on many occasions, those people who tried to bring about reforms were talked down by the academy leadership, saying, we are the institution that brought you Robert E. Lee and Ulysses Grant and Phil Sherman and Stonewall Jackson. Why do we need to change anything?
Call half left!
Call half left!
Dr. Grove says that West Point overcame the resistance to change and now actively seeks out feedback on the recent graduates it sends to the Army.
We get responses back from the commanders in the field. Do these new second lieutenants have the skills and training that they're looking for from an Academy graduate?
The task that West Point sets itself is to innovate continually and plan for the future while retaining the sense of history which permeates every aspect of life at the Academy. For Common Ground, I'm Malcolm Brown at West Point.